Your call has been...
Thank you for calling Caribbean Junk Removal. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Is this Vanessa?
It is.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I was following
hey,
up
Tina,
with you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. How are you doing?
Friday. We don't know what Fridays are in our business, though.
Oh, I hear that too often with business owners, and I always say you have to take some time to enjoy it, too, right?
Yeah, that's what we're working on.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just following up to see, I know I had talked to you and Oscar about the Google Guaranteed program.
Yeah.
And he said he definitely wanted to try it, but he was waiting on a commercial check, so I hadn't heard back from you guys, so I thought I'd follow up.
I had to go to a DMV on Monday.
Yeah, we had a situation with, yeah, there was a mix up in some paperwork, it looks like, with the DMV, and we found out the other day that they said his license was suspended and we don't know why. And,
appointment was there because we changed insurance, and the insurance never notified.
Yeah, it was an insurance issue. They didn't notify the DMV that we had changed insurance, and we didn't realize that they needed us to go there. Anyways, it's a long story, but yeah, we have to go to the DMV before, he can do anything, and we have to get everything squared away with his license first, so. That's what we're doing.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm happy I followed up. I wasn't sure if maybe, you know, you guys changed your plans, but it sounds like you still want to do it. It's just delayed
a
little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we are still interested in. We just have
okay.
to...
If we try first, the sponsor, how that works.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. If you tried the what first? The sponsored?
To be a sponsor. To start with something while the process is going, you know, you told me the last time it took like 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. So what if the process is running, we do some sponsored campaign to see how it works. We never try it, so I don't know.
You could. I mean, the application fee is $250, but I told you that when you guys are ready, I'm going to try to get that Labor Day special and get it reduced to $150.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
with the sponsored ads, the minimum requirement for those is $300. So they take that $300 and they send it to Google, and they set a daily budget for you guys at somewhere around $9 a day. That way, every morning your ads go up in all the specific areas that you're targeting, and it's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on the ad, then money comes out of the budget, right? So let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on.
That was my question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But
once your daily budget is used up, then you go, like if I were to search junk removal near me and our budget's already used up, we don't come up as sponsors.
And that's a good thing, because that'll prevent you from getting like $1,000 bill at the end of the month, right? So that's why we put a cap
that's
on it.
That's what the budget's there for, yeah, understood.
Exactly.
Question, what is the sweet spot? Because I heard mixed opinion, like, you have to put $25, $50 a day. So what will be the sweet spot?
Recommended sweet spot.
I say that usually for a small to mid-sized business, anywhere from $300 to $500 a month is a great starting point. So it all depends on your demographic and how much the click rate is and where you want to target. But let's say you did $500, then your daily budget would increase to what, like $9, $12, $15 a day. And the nice thing about the sponsored ads is you can increase or decrease the budget at any time. So if you start, you know, with a $500 and you decide that, wow, I'm doing really, really good with it and I want to throw in more, you could always do that. Or you could scale back on it and say, look, maybe I should have just stuck it with $300, you know. So you can always try it and kind of track it on the dashboard and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck. What I always recommend for people that helps them stretch out their budget a little bit is let's say that when you set it up, you say, oh, I want a 50-mile radius everywhere around Kissimmee and all the surrounding areas, or I want to be in the entire county. So things like that will eat up your budget very, very quick, right? You can go wherever you want.
That was my question. Yeah, that was going to be my mm-hmm. question, because one of our friends who also is in the same dumpster rental, junk removal business, he let us know that he did Google Guarantee, and he was so excited about it, and we were like, oh my God, that's awesome. And he literally ate up his entire $1,000 budget in like 3 hours. Like, it was something insane.
Yes.
And he was like, oh my God, like, he freaked out, and we were like, there's something doesn't sound right with that. Like, he must have did something wrong with the settings or something.
He was getting everywhere from Winnipeg, Davenport, Kissimmee.
He was getting, probably that radius that you're talking about.
I think he set it as a radius. Yep. And that way it just starts, it keeps filling. And if he doesn't know how to put a cap on it, that's even worse.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so
and literally,
scary.
Like, he did that. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, he literally like stopped doing business because he was like, he went broke because of not, I don't think he understood the program. You know what I mean? Like, it was just something that we were like, oh my gosh, we got to ask some more questions.
$500.
I know.
What going to bring me? How many clicks a day?
That would give you a $15 a day budget, but remember, sponsored is a little bit different than the Google Guaranteed, and I just point that out because Vanessa said, oh, Google Guaranteed. The Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program, where the sponsored Google ads are a pay-per-click program, right? So the reason I say, rather than doing a radius, Oscar, then, you know, if you have a $15 a day budget, is you can stretch that budget out more if you pick and choose. So you have a dumpster rental. So let's say there's an event coming up in a certain city near you, maybe for, you know, a couple of weeks prior to that event, target the ads towards that area, or find some high-end areas, meaning people that are willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people, right? And then, rather than just getting clicks from all of these areas that are undesirable, or maybe people don't want to pay, you know, your rates for your services.
Yeah, that's true. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Makes sense. Hello. Hello.